Grace and mercy and peace be to you all from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Today's text is the reading from the Old Testament lesson, the encounter of Moses with the Lord God. And we hear these words again. When I come to the children of Israel and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they say to me, what is his name? What shall I say to them? This is our text. Friends in Christ Jesus, one day Moses, the shepherd of sheep, was about his vocation when he beholds a great sight, a flame of fire in the midst of a mountain shrub. Naturally curious, he determines, well, I'm going to now turn aside and see this great sight and why the bush does not burn. Here from the burning bush, Moses is encountered by God, who tells him that he is to go to Egypt to confront Pharaoh with the command to let the Lord's people go. Now, there were many gods in those days worshipped by people. And Moses, by virtue of his presence and upbringing in Pharaoh's courts, was no doubt aware of many of them. Throughout Egypt's history, there have been many gods, from the well-known Osiris and Isis, the sun gods Ra and Horus, the river gods, and the legions of lesser-known gods. Moses' father-in-law, a man named Jethro, was, we're told, a priest of Midian, and no doubt they had their gods. And in addition, there were the regional gods, the household deities, and the personal gods of stone and wood that were carried about by individuals. Indeed, when I come to the children of Israel and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they say to me, what is his name? What shall I say to them? Now, of course, this is foreign to us because we don't worship carved idols of wood and stone, and that such graven images are not really gods, we know that. We've gotten far beyond that sort of old-time idolatry. We're much more sophisticated, aren't we? Carving out other images that keep us in bondage. There's the idol of fear of insecurity, fear of the future, of the unknown, fear of some shameful revelation. There's the idol of pride of position, pride of achievement, pride of education. There's the idol of pleasure, the deity of drugs, the goddess of sex, the enslavement of pornography or alcohol. Take a closer look at yourselves and others in the world of many gods. There is suffering because of these fetters. The love of money enslaves with ever-increasing shackles of supply and demand. Some serve the God whose pull is that of power and position, of controlling, dictating, and forcing others to submit to their personal authority. The abuse of gambling is consuming. Lives become burdened with the weight of the gods created in our own image and according to our likeness. Oh, dear God, I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. Dear God, is there any good word for such people who are trapped by the false gods they serve? Indeed, when I come to the congregation and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they say to me, what is his name? What shall I say to them? And God said to Moses, I am who I am. He said, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you. This I am is pronounced Yahweh, or simply the Lord. His name means I exist, I am. Fine, but just who is this great I am? He is the one who said to Moses, I surely have seen the oppression of my people. I have heard their cry because of their taskmasters. Here, dear people, is Yahweh, the God who has certainly seen the suffering and bondage of his people. From Eve, as she beheld the lifeless body of her son Abel, whose blood cried out to God for vengeance, to the sights and sounds of Hebrew people whose backs bore the scourging of Pharaoh's taskmasters, to seeing each of his children today who are weary and heavy laden with burdens that stagger the soul and rack the body, whose cries reach out to the ears of God. In other words, my friends, to you and me, I am, says, I have surely seen the oppression of my people. Is there more? Surely we need more than Yahweh having seen these burdensome things and heard their unending wailings. I've seen much suffering and affliction. I've heard the varied cries of grief and anguish and pain and tragedy and despair. And you have too. But our seeing and our hearing does not change anything. Seeing is only seeing, and hearing is only hearing. Isn't there more? Well, the Lord said, I know their sorrows, so I have come down to deliver them. Here, my dear friends, is Yahweh, the God who knows, not just intellectually, but he knows by experience. He knows the sufferings and the sorrows and the hurts and the pains of his people. This I am is the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. He comes to deliver his people and declares to them, truly I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. He is Emmanuel, God with us. And he has come down to deliver his people. This Yahweh is Jesus, the Word made flesh and dwelling among us, as St. John says in his first chapter. This angel of the Lord is the manna from heaven who has come down to deliver his people from their suffering by suffering himself under the scourging whip, by being forced to bear a wooden crossbeam that would bear him at his crucifixion for your sins. And not for yours only, but for the sins of the whole world, for all time and all generations. He has come into this world to be the Redeemer. The good news goes forth so that those who are not his people might become his people. And thus he would be their deliverer as well. And whoever eats this manna from above, whoever believes in the incarnate I am, whoever eats this bread will live forever, Jesus says. Jesus tells the Jews in John chapter 6, as the living Father sent me and I live because of the Father, so whoever feeds on me, he also will live because of me. This bread that came down from heaven, not like the bread the fathers ate and died, whoever feeds on this bread will live forever. Moreover, God said to Moses, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. What a great comfort and blessing those words are for you. They may not seem it at first, But consider what our Redeemer said one day when he was questioned by the Sadducees, that religious group that did not believe that there was a resurrection. Jesus took them right back to the burning bush with his reply. Concerning the resurrection of the dead, have you not read what was spoken to you by God, saying, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. Abraham is not dead. He is alive with the Lord God Almighty. Isaac is not dead. He died in faith and is alive in Christ. Jacob is with Jesus. Your believing grandfather, daughter, sister, infant, husband, wife, friend, neighbor, brother, uncle, or cousin who departed this life is not dead. Not dead, but alive. These are very much alive. And with the Lord God is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. The Lord thus says to those whom he sends out to his people, thus you shall say to the children, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial to all generations. Yahweh appears to Moses out of the burning bush on Mount Horeb, calls the man to lead the people of God out of Egypt, and says, I will certainly be with you. I will be with you. The crucified and risen Jesus appeared to his disciples, called them to lead the great congregation and to proclaim the good news to a world held hostage to the Pharaoh of hell, and says, I am with you always to the end of the age. My friends, today is no different, as he says to pastors called to the task of proclaiming law and gospel, I will certainly be with you. And to each of you, he says as well, I am with you always. Dear children of the church, I am has sent me to you with this message. The Lord sees your suffering. The Almighty God hears your cries. Yahweh knows your burdens. Christ came to suffer, to cry, and to bear your burdens. Jesus is your deliverer. I am is certainly with you. I am is God's name for all generations. I am is God's name forever. I am is the God of the living. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.